Hello, good evening. Joseph Tame here in Tokyo, Tuesday, 27th of December, 2011. Just recording a series of audio booths documenting my time in Paris, in Europe, at presenting at Le Web 11. So I presented on stage that day. I went on to join Leo on Twit, which, as I say, was very funny, fantastic. Great experience that. And then in the evening there was a speaker's dinner sponsored by Facebook and one of their main investors, and I actually went home quite early, I remember now. Got one of those lovely chauffeur driven cars from Uber, and anyway, into the final day. So final day of Le Web. Once again I was there in the iRun. A lot of people had seen my presentation the day before. I got so much positive feedback from people who'd been there, who'd seen the technology screw up, and commended me on battling through. And that day, actually, I had a lot of really wonderful conversations with people, with other speakers, with people who had their booths there, with just regular people, a lot of people coming up to me to talk to me. I had some really interesting conversations, once again, especially with people who were kind of artistically minded. Spent a lot of time just sitting near the Evernote booth with Mika, who of course works for Evernote here in Japan, a good friend of mine who helped out with the Tokyo Marathon last year and who I've worked for when she was working with Twitter or with Digital Garage here. Also, Ken was there. Great to see him again. And Heather was over from the UK. She's now in London. And we sat around and we talked. And that was lovely. Met a lot of people. So that day was the day after the presentation. And so I'd started to reflect. And I'd started to reflect on what I was learning at Le Web. And this process, of it continues. It's an ongoing process. But I think one of the things that I really started to appreciate was that it wasn't so much the technology world that I'm necessarily where my passion is, but it's more the kind of artistic use of technology, and it's quite different in a way. What I mean is, you know, what do I aspire to do next? Where do I aspire to go? Where do I see my future? And it's not in... There's been confusion in me for a long time. You know, should I be going more into technology, be into developing apps, be learning coding, that side of things, or do I want to go into journalism, tech journalism, which I've dabbled in, and things like that? And what I learned is that no, those things actually, they really don't appeal, and I have to put in a lot of effort to especially the tech journalism I do enjoy, but it requires a lot of effort, and I just don't have the time. If I was dedicated to doing that, then I think I could do a pretty good job of it. But as it is, you know, unless it's paid and I've got the time to do it, then I won't do it. So no to tech journalism, no to developing my own apps at this stage. My interest isn't there. My interest is more in basically being Joseph. And Joseph is someone who is a little bit crazy, is very creative, enjoys using technology in a fun and original way. Perhaps many people ask me, so are you an artist? And in a way, what I've come to appreciate is that perhaps I am. I do the art of running, after all. But also what I do with the iRun is kind of art in a way. So are you an artist? Why do you do this is a question that I was asked so many times. And that was an interesting one because I didn't really have an answer. The thing is, up until now, this whole iRun thing has kind of developed of its own accord, and there's been no deep thinking behind it. It's just happened. I've just done it without too much thought. Anyway, I'm going to continue talking about this in my next little audio boo because the time is nearly up for this one. So I shall continue talking about how this has provoked me to think about my future in a sec.